Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Security researchers discovered four bugs in the speculative execution function on Intel chips, which they have named Zombie Load. One of the researchers, Daniel Gruss, told TechCrunch it was easier to exploit this vulnerability than the similar Spectre vulnerability, but more difficult than Meltdown. Almost every computer running on Intel chips dating back to 2011 is affected, including virtual machines. Intel has released microcode to patch the bugs, and Apple, Microsoft, and Google have also released patches. It has not been found in the wild, and while most users are at extremely low risk from it, as always, users are advised to promptly update their software. Microsoft has issued a software update to patch a critical remote code execution vulnerability in remote desktop services, aka RDS, in Windows XP, Windows 7, Windows Server 2003, Windows Server 2008, and Windows Server 2008 R2. Manual downloads of patches are available for XP and Server 2003, despite both operating systems being no longer officially supported. The vulnerability is pre-authentication and requires no user interaction, similar to the WannaCry malware. Windows 8 and Windows 10 are not vulnerable. Google has released an app called Rivet, developed by its experimental workshop Area 120. Rivet contains more than 2,000 free books for kids, along with an assistant that uses speech tech to help kids when they get stuck reading a word. The app can read a word out when it is tapped, or listen to a child's reading and tell them which words they said right, as well as proactively jump in when it can tell a child is having a hard time. It also includes definitions and translations in more than 25 languages. Rivet is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store for free in 11 countries. Google announced new ad types coming to its mobile services. Search will have gallery ads that let advertisers display multiple images that users can swipe through. Ads will also show up in the Google Discover feed in the Google app, on Android homepages, and on YouTube. It will not show up in the Google Discover feed on Google.com. A class action lawsuit against Facebook for use of images without users' knowledge can include residents, not just of British Columbia, but also Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Newfoundland and Labrador. Deborah Douay brought the suit in British Columbia over Facebook's former sponsored Stories advertising program that would show a user image of someone who had liked the story. The case requests Facebook give up profits made from the now-retired program. DJI launched its Osmo Action ruggedized compact camera, a competitor with the GoPro Hero. The Osmo Action can capture 12 megapixel photos, 4K and 4K HDR video, has electronic image stabilization, and is dustproof, shockproof up to 5 feet, and waterproof down to 36 feet. It has a 2.25 inch touchscreen on the back and a 1.4 inch touchscreen on the front. The Osmo Action costs $349, available now. Facebook announced that users who violate its most serious content policy against dangerous individuals and organizations will be suspended from using Facebook Live Video for set periods of time, starting with something like a 30-day suspension for the first offense. Other restrictions against things like purchasing ads will also apply. People from Netflix will host a panel at the E3 Video Games Conference in June called Bringing Your Favorite Shows to Life, Developing Netflix Originals into Video Games. On Twitter, Netflix promoted an upcoming Stranger Things game. Netflix has said in the past it wasn't getting into gaming. That certainly doesn't preclude it from licensing its IP out to others. India's ride-hailing company Ola announced a partnership with SBI Bank and Visa to issue up to 10 million credit cards in the next 3.5 years. Ola has 150 million users, making 2 million rides a day. The card will offer customers points that can be redeemed for Ola rides, as well as the usual flights and hotel stays. It will also give 7% cash back on Ola rides charged to the card, 5% on flights, 20% on domestic hotels, 6% on international hotels, 20% on more than 6,000 restaurants, and 1% cash back on everything else. The card can be managed in the Ola app. It's not a first for ride-hailing companies. Both Grab and Uber offer credit cards in other markets. Finally, the city of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors voted 8-1 to prohibit city personnel from purchasing and using facial recognition technology. The ordinance additionally requires city departments to submit surveillance technology of any kind for public vetting. The ordinance will need to pass a second vote by the same board next week to become final. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.